SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What I said then was, "G'day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stan Grant and I'm a graduate." Language is important because it's who you are, where you come from. Everything's in your language. All your stories are in your language. Everything you talk about is in your language. You don't realise how important it is until it's really all gone.
Yiridamarang, Yuandu Luwanagran, Jirima Dalinya, Badu Wiradjuri. Hello, my name is Luana Grant and I'm a proud Wiradjuri woman. The voice you just heard was my pop Wiradjuri elder Stan Grant Sr. My pop has dedicated his life to reviving our Wiradjuri language. When I was a young girl, I would hear my pop speaking in language and it filled me with so much pride, knowing we had such a strong connection to our culture and identity. I would watch my pop along with his older brother Uncle Cecil, older sister Aunie Flo and younger brother Uncle Herb sit at the dining room table in Canberra as they shared knowledge, culture and stories. Pop would work tirelessly into the night to construct the first Wiradjuri language dictionary, along with the assistance of linguist the late John Rutter. Pop would use the documents he had gathered and the research he had done over many years, along with the knowledge and fluency of Wiradjuri language within him, which was passed down through his grandfather, Wilfred Johnson, to reclaim and revive the language.
That took a long time. I had to learn from the old bloke before I could even think about putting it down on paper. And it was a very hard job. It was really hard work. I had to learn very quickly to be able to put it on paper.
My pop has always been a strong and proud Wiradjuri man, and I'm so proud of the work he's done throughout his life to pass on the importance of language and culture. I've always looked up to my pop for the strength, love, support and care that he's always shown me. Our relationship and deep connection is something that I will cherish forever. My pop has had a tough life, but is the strongest man I know. He has always instilled in me the importance of family and culture and has brought me up to be a proud Wiradjuri woman. And because of my pop, our family and our Wiradjuri nation is strong. For many years, Pop drove around towns right across Wiradjuri country and sat with the old people that still spoke and remembered the language to collate and document it, as well as finding old recordings in archives. He used all of these resources, along with his grandfather's teachings, to reclaim and revive the Wiradjuri language.
Yeah, look, I'm very proud. I buckle up in the chest when I hear people say, "Yiridamarang," I walk into a town, they say, "Yiridamarang." I really am proud of what I've done, but it's what my grandfather wanted me to do. He wanted me to leave his language behind, but he was responsible for what we're doing today. That dear old man was the reason we're here today. We're here now.
It fills my pop with pride when he hears others speak in language, and it's his life's wish to hear our language spoken again.
It is such a beautiful language. When you listen to the flow of the Wiradjuri language, it is a beautiful language that actually stirs your soul, stirs the spirit, and brings back to you what it must have been like to have all the Wiradjuri speaking all Wiradjuri.
Growing up, hearing his grandfather speak in language to him and wanting to keep his culture alive, Pop was inspired to teach Wiradjuri language to his people. Pop began teaching first within the Wiradjuri community, and then later he used the systems to provide further access to language for his people at TAFE and schools. Then in 2014, Pop, alongside his older sister Aunty Flo, and with the support and help of other key and instrumental people, developed the first Wiradjuri language graduate certificate course at Charles Sturt University in Wagga.
Yes, so learning language for me was like the final piece to my puzzle. It was an extremely important part. I think of myself as like a two-year-old. The language has come later for me. I've only just sort of getting my language back kind of now. I've always grown up with little bits around, you know, like words and phrases and that sort of stuff, but nothing like what it is today, which is incredibly awesome. You know, you never ever stop learning. I'll be learning this for the rest of my life.
Over the past 10 years, the university course has flourished and has been able to provide access to learning Wiradjuri language to our people. Through this access to learning, it continues to strengthen our nation.
It was one of the best things I'd done because I'd learnt more words, I'd grown my vocabulary, but my testimony, if you like, in and around the language course was that it deepened and grew my understanding of culture, because so much of our words are tied to a place and a thing and the deepness of that culture, and not just shallow like in English, where it's just this word means that. It has culture, it has place, it has depth and meaning, and I was able to really enjoy learning with others their culture and identity and their words, but even deeper, the perspective that comes behind that.
Throughout my life, I have grown up seeing the important work my pop has done for our people, reviving and reclaiming our language. I would always hear my pop speaking language as he would teach me words here and there, but I knew it was important to him that his children and grandchildren keep this legacy alive. So in 2021, I enrolled in the graduate certificate course at Charles Sturt University and embarked on my language journey alongside my Auntie Jo, my pop's daughter. Together, we started learning more and more language, and this filled my pop with so much pride. In 2022, I graduated with my pop there to witness this achievement, which was the proudest day of my life.
Loena Brent.
Seeing my pop in his older years makes it even more important that I learn as much knowledge from him as I can, so I can then pass it on to my children one day. Along with many others, I'm still on my language journey, and that will never stop. I hope to one day be fluent, but to know I can sit with my pop and say a few phrases to each other means so much to both of us. One of our favourite things to say is Nurubul Duandu, which means I love you. We say this to each other every time we speak. To be able to speak back to him in his language is very special. It was important to me to create this podcast so I could record my pop telling his story in his own words, and to speak to others about their language journeys and the role my pop has played in their lives.
He is phenomenal. He is brilliant, and he has worked so hard. And honestly, we look at what we have today, we've got it because of him. It's because of the elders that directed him as well. Because of all that hard work, we have that. We have this dictionary that we can hold. We've got the tactile resources that we can actually hold on to and actually hear him speak. We can move forward with reclamation, and we can become a community of speakers because of the work that he's done.
In this series, you'll hear more from my pop and other Wiradjuri language learners and teachers about what it means to speak in language and how this has enriched their lives as Wiradjuri people.
I just wish I could wind back the clock to where I was 4 years old and have access to the language like my children do. And I remember on the first day, university class, we were all asked to stand up and introduce ourselves. I stood up and I said, my name's Joshua Simpson. I come from Arambi, 32 acres in Cowra. The reason I'm here is to learn the language and take it home to teach my babies. That's still my aim, is just to pass this language on to my babies so they can pass it on to their babies and so on and so forth. You know, I've got to take my hat off to Uncle Stan to want to do it and to want to bring the language back for the people, not only the people of today, but future generations, because without his tireless effort and his tireless work, where would we be? We'd still, no having, no language.
Our language is our culture.
I'm very proud of the fact that I have a small part to play in the reclamation. What is important to live in language to me? It's who I am, and it's what I am. And I am Wiradjuri, and I will die Wiradjuri.
Listen to Niyang, the Wiradjuri Word for Language, a series about culture, identity and language reclamation on the SBS Audio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Niyang to have each new episode delivered straight to your device.
Wirayala, Wurukabidja.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.